Legislation dealing with food issues are advancing. Tribal nations are working to protect their land. And have a spring trip planned? Get ready for crowds. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, March 7th. I'm Deborah Ashar. State lawmakers heard several agriculture bills in committees this week. Anna Pope reports on a couple of food-related measures making their way through the legislature.
Senate Bill 4 bans 21 dyes and other ingredients from food products by 2027 and for ingestible medications by 2028. In the Senate Agriculture and Wildlife Committee, lawmakers had questions about government regulation, prices, the food industry, and food insecurity. Republican Senator Kristen Thompson of Edmond wrote the measure and says this is a nationwide movement.
This is our first swing at this, and it's a big one. It is a big one. This is the most robust list of any state in the country, and I wanted it that way.
The bill passed out of committee on a 10-to-1 vote and goes to the full Senate. Another measure, House Bill 2829, bans the manufacturing, selling, and distribution of lab-grown meat. The bill does allow certain entities to research the production of cell-cultivated products. The bill passed its oversight committee with an 11-to-2 vote and can now be heard on the House floor. I'm Anna Pope.
A decade-long legal battle over an Osage County wind farm has taken another turn. Louisa Clausen has this update.
A removal order for the wind power company Enel to clear 84 turbines from the Osage County is on pause. Following a 10-year legal fight between the Osage Mineral Council and the company, a federal judge ordered the removal last year. The judge ruled the developers trespassed, excavating land without the proper permits. He ordered them to pay millions in damages and remove the turbines by the end of this year. But now the battle will continue with the removal pause. Enel has 2 weeks to post a $10 million bond and will be given more time to appeal the removal decision. In Oklahoma City, I'm Louisa Clausen.
Some tribal nation leaders in Oklahoma are sounding the alarm about actions by the Trump administration that could chip away at indigenous sovereignty. Sarah Lisi reports.
At an Oklahoma State University summit, some tribal leaders expressed concern about the new Trump administration and the Department of Government Efficiency and the impact they could have on tribes and their land. Rocky Barrett is the chairman of the Citizen Potawatomi Nation in Shawnee. He points out that the federal government holds indigenous land in what is known as an inequitable trust.
The difference between an equitable trust and a legal trust is the fact that the federal government could at will take our assets, even though, you know, we've had 38 treaties.
Barrett says that's why his tribe is putting more effort into developing assets not, quote, subject to the whims of an administration that may or may not adhere to the agreement they have. In Stillwater, I'm Sarah Lisi.
AAA expects this year's spring break travel season to be busy and more expensive than last year. KGOU's Spencer Plato has more on what you need to know before heading out of town.
Spring breakers can anticipate higher travel costs this year compared to previous years. AAA says domestic airfare has increased by 7% and international airfare up 2%, with hotel costs increasing by 8%. Higher spring break prices aren't stopping travelers as Will Rogers International Airport prepares to see increased traffic next Thursday and Friday. Stacy Hamm with the airport says TSA and the airlines are fully staffed and ready for the crowds.
You definitely want to be here 2 hours before. That gives you plenty of time to find your parking, to get through your airline check-in, and to get through the security checkpoint.
Travelers looking to save money should consider driving to their destination as gas prices are down 27 cents since last spring break. I'm Spencer Plato.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Ashar.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.